Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dad.
Yeah. It is another Saturday afternoon on Woods and Water, South Carolina. Thank you for tuning in. We got a show today.
Hey.
Got a show. Yeah, I'm sure. I struggle with this so much sometimes.
What's that?
Is like today. We're going to do this segment, and then we're gonna make a call to get us Brandon and John O'Keefe.
Right.
And we're going to spend the rest of the show talking about Sacon Boating Fishing Lights and Yamaha Right Waters. And I think, but it's, I mean, we're still not going to get through it.
Yep.
We're going to get through the big stuff, but we're not going to get through it. So I'm just always torn about when you have a guest on, do you just don't devote the show or however much because there's that much there? I don't know. I can remember times in the past when I'd have four different guests on in a show. And it'd just be bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang. One, two, three bangs.
Your number's right, Dad.
Oh, I know. But anyway, thank you.
You should be good with numbers.
Well, that's the problem. I'm an accountant. I can't do anything without a laptop computer and a tax program. I can't even have a rational thought anymore, it seems like. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. You know, talk radio lost. He's more than an icon. I mean, he was talk radio. Mm-hmm. A lot of people give him credit with rescuing talk radio. And that would be Rush Limbaugh. This program right here is because I listen to Rush and I listen to Mike Gallagher and I listen to a myriad of other talk radio people. And so the idea of having an outdoor radio show, I mean, I've lived the outdoors my whole life. That wasn't a big deal. I can talk about that forever. But going in to starting the show, when they I remember the first meeting over at GTK, you know, they gave me a pie chart. And it was like, you know, top of the hour break. I was like, I know what that is. That's like 5 minutes where stations do news and, you know, get there and then the 15. Yeah, I know that. That's a hard break. It's not a hard break. It is when you're on multiple stations and you're not Rush Limbaugh. You have to, you know, conform to the schedule. But that bottom of the hour, that's a hard break. That 30-minute break, you can't bust that one open. Or the top of the hour break. So I knew a lot about radio. And I'm sure there's, I mean, I this week, if you tuned into any radio show, talk radio show, or any pretty much radio show, everybody was saying the same thing, that they have been impacted by Rush Limbaugh. And I don't think there's any of us on the air who can't say that. And I don't think there's a whole heck of a lot of people out there listening that can't say that one way or the other, whether you liked him or not. He saved talk radio, AM especially, is what they're saying. And with Rush now, there are a ton of FM radio shows, talk such as 94.5, 100.7. So yeah, just a gosh, the Eagles have a song. There's a hole in the world tonight, and there's a hole in the world. There's a hole in the talk radio world. And you know, I often wanted to call Rush on an open line Friday, and I wanted you to be with me because it would just been really cool to have you as the co-host of this show on with, and I wanted to call him, and I tried a couple of times. You can't get through on a Friday. I don't know how long you have to start calling before showtime, but I never made it. And I'm sure down the road, I'm going to look back and just kick myself for not, but anyway, it's gosh, what a legacy he's gonna leave, or has left and has made on just who knows how many people, and for how long. So I enjoyed listening to Rush. I mean, there were times I just got tired of it, and I just had to tune out talk radio just in general. You know, you just get weary of politics after a while, and I'm sure a lot of people have done the same. But he always came back to him because he was always interesting, and always he made it fun. He really did. which I hope we can do here. Don't get me wrong. I am not anywhere close to a Rush Limbaugh. No, that's not why I'm talking about this, but it's just he did have an effect on me just being able to even talk about doing this radio show. I kind of knew from listening to him since I was, well, the late 80s. I mean, my brother Paul and I can remember – oh, here's a good one. My brother Paul and I can remember we would listen to Mike Gallagher. When Mike Gallagher was a liberal – He would have a opposite Friday or something like that, where if you argued a point, he would argue the reverse. And I can remember being on our way to the rifle range in Easley, and I said, I think all guns ought to be outlawed. And he said, oh, I think everybody ought to be with their 357 on their hip anywhere they want to go. I mean, I can remember he was a liberal. Mike Gallagher was a liberal when he was in Greenville the first time around. And then listening to Rush, and you know, it's just been a staple. Even when you turn it off for a while and then turn it back on, it was just always there. So it'll be interesting to see what happens to the show. I think they could really keep it going because they've got so many great guest hosts. Mm-hmm. As if you've listened for the last 6 months, you know. But yeah, gonna miss Rush. I'm thankful that I was able to listen to him. He's shaped a lot of my views. I'm a ditto head, I guess, if that's what you want to call me, but I'm an independent thinking ditto head. And that's what he wasn't out there to make you think like he did. He wanted you to think for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I hope on this show, I got my opinions. You're welcome to have yours. And we can meet somewhere in the middle because the outdoors is something that should be apolitical. It should be something we can all pitch in and enjoy and take care of together. And I hope that's what we can do. So that's all I'm going to say about that. There are a couple things happening. Just a couple. So we have a real short calendar of events.
Really short calendar of events.
Brought to you by Visit Anderson and
Green Fall Landing and Event Center.
And do you want to go first?
Sure.
Go ahead.
South Carolina Governor's School for Agriculture is putting on their walking field trial. It's a fundraiser trial. It's Saturday, February 27th at 8 a.m. It's $50 and $30 for junior handler. Call Hunter Morton at 864-280-3746 to register. There's going to be three stakes held. Lunch is going to be served at 12. All plates are going to be $10. And that's Saturday, February 27th. And you can find the location on their website.
And then there's actually some Ducks Unlimited banquets going on. There was one this past week that was sold out. The Greenville one was sold out, which is good because, man, these non-governmentals really suffered during the pandemic. They really did. So you've got another one coming up in Greenwood, South Carolina, Wednesday, February 24th at 6:30. The venue is a Sports Break Bar and Grill in Greenwood. And then you've got a Lakeland Spring Banquet in Anderson on March 4th at 6:30, the Evergreen Plantation and Star. And you can go to ducksunlimited.myeventcenter.com/browse-by-state/SC. Nobody will ever find that. But anyway, you can type in SCDU and find a banquet. Oh, and Chapin's having an oyster roast in Little Mountain on March the 5th at 6:30 at the Cotton Press in Little Mountain. So there you go. There are a few things to get out there and enjoy. And had a great press conference Tuesday, the launch of the South Carolina Boating and Fishing Alliance. Like I said, we're going to talk to Geddes Brannon and John O'Keefe from Yamaha Wright Waters. And there's something, if you're a boater and fisherman in South Carolina, there's something here for you. I hope you'll listen up. I hope you'll talk about it. I hope you go to the website, scbfa.com, see what they're about, and get involved. Hang on. More Woods and Water, South Carolina, on the other side. Face.
Nope.
This is classic right here, though.
Meaning old. Classic means old.
Careful.
Mm-mm.
Very careful.
Yep. It's truth.
Now, yeah. The question is, Roger, are you going to fall through the banana in the tailpipe?
That was one smooth move, wasn't it?
It was.
Okay. Who was it in the car? Oh, man. I could see their faces. One was Judge Reinhardt.
Right. I can't remember.
Oh, who was the other guy? He always played kind of the Bumpkus cop.
Yeah.
What a good movie, though. Great movie. All right. Well, welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. As promised, we had a big press conference last week in Columbia to launch the South Carolina Boating and Fishing Alliance, and it came off without a hitch. I think it was a great press conference. And so we decided to get Geddes Brannon, who, if you haven't listened in a while, Geddes, you've been kind of absent on the show, man.
I know. You cut me off, and I think we were – how many shows were we on, Roger?
I think this is your 20th. I have missed one here or there. Let's put it this way. You were one of the only persons I have ever turned this show over to while I was out of town.
That's terrifying. I still can't believe you did that.
You know, they told me about all the pauses in the production room, so yes. I felt better about it. But that was a good time. We had Mark Zona on at
yes.
James Overstreet.
Yes.
Big Bassmaster guys.
Great time.
And that was a good show. And I think you and Taylor were in Alaska.
We were in Alaska. I actually called in to check on you.
Was that I
yes.
remember that?
Yes.
Yep.
I forget where we were. It seemed like we were in Fairbanks.
We were at that sketchy RV park.
There are no sketchy RV parks.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
That was one.
It's not. But anyway, it's good to have you back on. We've also got John O'Keefe with Yamaha Right Waters on the show with us, and I'm gonna get him to introduce himself too. But let's go ahead and get going, because we've got a lot of information to cover, a lot of new things to get us. And one reason you haven't been on is because this is what you've been working on for more than a year or so, and it's really come around, and I think it's got legs. I think it's based on the support we've already seen. I think it's gonna be a good thing for South Carolina. So take a minute. Introduce yourselves, Tarf, because we picked up a lot of listeners since the last time you've been on. So introduce yourself. Talk about SCBFA for just a minute, and then I'm going to get John to do the same thing.
Well, thank you for having me on today. And it's been a little while, like you said, and a lot of it's because I've had my head down working on this. But none of this, the South Carolina Boating and Fishing Alliance, could have come together without the folks that are on the call today. So I just appreciate everybody being there and being supportive through this whole process over the last year. I'm Geddes Brannon. I was on the show a good bit through my college years.
Yes.
When I was a bass fisherman at the University of South Carolina, and Roger came out and graciously fought us around in a few national championships, one of which we won, and then the other one we lost by 1 ounce on Wheeler Lake in Alabama.
Yeah.
And so we've had some good times together, and I'm just glad to be back in my new capacity as the CEO of the South Carolina Boating and Fishing Alliance, and we're super excited about what we're doing here in South Carolina. We're representing a $5 billion industry, quite possibly the largest underrepresented sector in our economy. As you said, this past week we had a great press conference with Governor McMaster and legislative leadership, and of course our board joined us, but it was a great launch, and just appreciate you having us on to talk about it.
Absolutely.
So now, Mr. O'Keefe, it's your turn. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what Yamaha Right Waters is.
Well, my name is John O'Keefe. I'm the Senior Specialist for Government Relations here at Yamaha Marine. I've been in this position for going on 3 years. Prior to that, was in tournaments and support, where Geddes and I first crossed paths.
Wow.
And Geddes usually is the one that tells the story, but I met Geddes in the airport in Shreveport.
Okay.
He fresh out of college, and he was trying to get a rental car. But they obviously had heard about his character and his exploits in college, because they were wanting to charge him just an exorbitant amount of money. And so he looked like a little puppy dog there next to the baggage claim. And the ironic thing is, I had only been with Yamaha for maybe 3, 4 months, and I know that I had seen him before, but for some reason I thought he was with Yamaha.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I just was, hey, where are you heading off to Toledo as well? And as it turns out, he was trying to get down there, and so we ended up sharing a car ride down to Toledo Bend.
And this was
And
3 hours of back road Louisiana. This wasn't any main roads, highway kind of stuff. This was we were in the Cajun country for sure.
And so, ever since then, I can't seem to get rid of him.
He's like that.
He is, but he like a wart, he grows on you.
Yeah.
But it's been great. One, getting to know Geddes, but also having the opportunity to work with him on the Boating and Fishing Alliance. He saw a need and started crafting out a plan on how to tackle it. And his wisdom outpaces his years, that is for certain.
Well, and this has not been a I thought about it at the beginning of 2020 and put it together. John, I can think back, and I've got a stack of papers up here on one of my desks that I of stuff I've never gotten to. And I can guarantee you from 2015 or 2016, there's an article up there about the it might be about the Alabama Bass Trail and the impact of bass fishing in Alabama, or it could be the unsung market in South Carolina for fishing and boating and all. But I can guarantee you this has been longer than a 1 year project. It's got to be at least a 5 year project for him. So he's put a lot of
Oh,
thought into this.
absolutely. Absolutely.
Geddes, go ahead and take a couple minutes and just what is SBBFA?
Well, and Roger, thank you for pointing out sort of the origins of this thing. We've had a, as you said, an unsung industry here in South Carolina for quite a while. We have new companies moving here every day. And it's a great place to do business in boating, and it's a great place to do business for fishing. And we quite possibly have the most unique economic mix of sport fishing manufacturers and boat manufacturers in the whole country. We have a great group of dealers and marinas and tackle retailers that surround these companies and support them altogether. Between NMMA's estimates and ASA's estimates, we represent about 23,000 jobs. So this is no small market, and somewhere over 600 businesses that are related to this industry. And there was actually a Post and Courier article about a year and a half that said about the GDP of South Carolina when it comes to and pertains to outdoor recreation side of things, and it was the highest in on the Eastern Seaboard outside of Florida. And when we started digging into those numbers, and John and I were already working on some different projects with the Governor's Floodwater Commission with Rhett Waters and Tom Mullican, who's also on our board, and I called John and I said, "Man, I said this industry is just it's crazy big. We knew it was big before, thought this would be a cool idea, but I think this can sustain itself and really help the state of South Carolina, really help our boat manufacturers get qualified work in, and our dealers understand how to utilize Yamaha's tech schools more." And John said, "Well, how can we partner up with some of the initiatives that are going around the state?" And we slowly just started putting the pieces together. We had the interest meeting in July of last year, or June of last year, and during those times, we were already coming up with ways that we could intertwine and fill in the gaps with some public-private partnerships with the Cooper River Megalodon tooth dive. We did that, and we had South Carolina boats out there taking
Right.
people out, and that was late July, and that was sort of, you know, just getting our sea legs and seeing, you know, how this can all come together and how this can complement other things that are going on in our state. And so that was a, it's been a slow but steady walk, and now we're running. And last week was a true testament to that. We've picked up a lot of momentum, but yeah, it could not have been done without, don't get me wrong, there's still a ton of work we got to do, but it
Oh,
could
yeah.
not have been done without the folks on this call and the work with McAllister Communications here in Columbia that's really, really funded all the R&D for this for the past year and a half. And we're super, super excited about representing this industry all the way down to the grassroots.
Got about a minute left, maybe a little less. Go ahead and give us some of the, I mean, South Carolina is just, and maybe we won't even get to it in this segment because there's so much of it. But go ahead, give us a few of the names that are involved in this in the next 30 seconds.
Ooh, this could be like a game show.
Yeah.
First off, South Carolina DNR is one of our advisory members, and working with the state's great. But Abu Garcia, Berkeley, Penn, Ugly Stick, all under Pure Fishing Brands here in Columbia, Shimano down in North Charleston, Yamaha Wright Waters, of course,
yep.
Our neighbor in state over in Georgia, Avenger Boats, Bentley Pontoons, Bulls Bay, Falcon Bass Boats, and Newberry, Key West Boats, Pioneer, Scout Boats, Sea Fox, Sea Hunt, Sea Pro, Sportsman, Stingray, and Tidewater. And then we also have some other support sponsors and members here, Mullican Law Firm, Local Boy Outfitters, Palmetto State Army, Rest Hooks Tackle Shop, Berkeley Marine, Butler Marine, the Boat House down in Hilton Head, Marshall's Marine, Sportsman's Choice Marine, Quantum Paints, Marine 360 here in Columbia, a great sea hunt dealer here.
Yeah.
And we have a few more that have joined us, so it's growing list every day.
All right, hang on. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more Woods and Water South Carolina on the other side.
Any girl, you should be with a fish. I've thought about that. You know, as a final thought today, I was thinking, why can't these people just get along?
I hope you're happy, Brad.
Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Glad you're spending it with us this Saturday afternoon. Important big news for the boating and fishing industry. Officially launched in Columbia, South Carolina on Tuesday of last week with press conference, Governor Henry McMaster, Brian White, who's head of the Association of Congressional Sportsmen's Caucuses, I guess is what he is, and then a bunch of other people who are more well-known than me and you, Taylor. anyway, got Geddes Brandon, the CEO of SCBFA, on with us, and also John O'Keefe with Yamaha and Yamaha Wright Waters. John, I wanted you to take a few minutes here in this segment and talk a little bit more about Yamaha, Yamaha Wright Waters. I know you've got some pillars of conservation that go along with that, and how you, I know you're next door in Georgia, and we like Georgia here on the show, so... But how does a company in Georgia with national appeal like Yamaha get involved and benefit from being a part of the South Carolina Boating and Fishing Alliance?
Well, first things, Roger, I appreciate the opportunity to speak about Wright Waters. Wright Waters is our platform for sustainability and conservation. For the longest time, Yamaha has been a leader in the industry when it comes to sustainability and conservation efforts. And Wright Waters is kind of the platform in which we get to promote and grow what we do to benefit the marine ecosystem in general. And as you had pointed out, there are four pillars that kind of guide us in what we look to do with Right Waters. And that's starts with clean water. It originally growing from the ocean's plastic epidemic and wanting to get involved in helping clean our waters. That was kind of the impetus to start this. And then it grew to include fighting the spread of aquatic invasive species, habitat restoration, and supporting scientific research. And so those are the four things that kind of guide the activities that we get involved with on a sustainability. When it comes to sustainability and conservation, and although we are only a little over 2 years old, we've been able to make quite a few impressive, had some impressive wins, especially in when it comes to fighting invasive species and getting funding for the fight against the Asian carp in the Tennessee River.
Okay.
Is one example. In fact, we ended up taking an advocate, one of the lead advocates fighting the Asian carp. We ended up taking him up all the way to Alaska so that he could meet with Senator Murkowski to plead his case to get the funding for the fight against Asian carp on the Tennessee. And I apologize for my voice.
No. Don't apologize at all.
And we've made it a point to work with organizations that do local cleanups. One group, Keep Tennessee River Beautiful, just this past weekend, with a group of students from the University of Tennessee, collected over 21,000 pounds of trash just this weekend alone.
That's an amazing thing, because we've had several cleanups around Lake Hartwell, the local youth fishing clubs, like before the Classics and some other tournaments, stuff like that. And it's just amazing. In just a few hours, how much trash you can actually pick up. And it's even, and when you're in a waterway, it's even more. All that trash funnels into the waterways, and we've all seen it riding down to any lake or river in South Carolina. You can see it all along the bank. So that's an amazing thing. So when Geddes broached this SCBFA thing to you, what were your first thoughts? And did you at first did you think that Yamaha Right Waters had a piece in it and could play a part with us?
Well, when Geddes brought it up, our president, Ben Special, has long advocated that it is important for Yamaha and Yamaha Right Waters to be active when it comes to getting involved in legislative matters.
Okay.
And Right Waters is the extension of that. 70% of Yamaha's customers fish. And so if we don't take care of the waters that support those fish, they're going to run out of things to do with that beautiful Yamaha engine. And we're going to lose customers. So, there is a business argument for it, but it's just the right thing to do. And so when Geddes brought that up, it was just natural for us to want to get involved, because we are constantly pushing our dealers to get involved, locally, and be active within the state and nationally.
And I suppose, you know, my interactions with you have been through the governmental side, because you, in one of our board meetings, you kind of took over the meeting for the most part and went through a lot of the House bills here in the state of South Carolina, Senate bills. Is that where, going forward, is that where the majority of your efforts are going to be, is on the governmental side of things?
Well, that is, you know, technically speaking, that's my number one responsibility, is the government relations side. It's just the being the point person on Right Waters has just become a passion. When you see what can be done, you know, such as the folks that keep Tennessee River beautiful this weekend, when you see what just a few people can do to improve our environment, you know, it doesn't have to be a guilt trip. You know, everyone can play a part, and it's not difficult.
That's right.
And it does make a difference. A year ago, at the first Bass Elite stop down in Palatka, there was a delay. They canceled a day. And we took six of our professional anglers out just for a few hours, and we collected over 700 pounds of trash.
Yep.
Just 7-8 of us over a 2-hour period.
Doesn't take much when a lot of hands pitch in.
Yeah. And so every little bit helps. You know, the especially the plastics and trash problem is a very large problem. But if you don't focus on the size of it and just roll up your sleeves and get working, you can make a tremendous difference.
And I know you're part of the governor's are helping with the South Carolina Governor's Floodwaters Commission. That's something that Tom Mullican's involved with. And I got about a minute left in this segment, so I really don't have time to go into that much, but that's just one of those things here in South Carolina that you're involved with. That's what Governor McMaster said. We need to keep our waters clean here in South Carolina. And that's just one of those things. You know, we have a beach river sweep every year here in South Carolina, where in different parts of the state, people get together, they run up and down the rivers and along the beaches and pick up trash. And it's amazing in that one day what they can get done. But we appreciate you getting involved in this. Try to fill out here those last little bit. Taylor, you're not being much help here.
I'm just sitting back. I'm here for the ride, y'all.
She's here for the ride. All right. Well, y'all hang on. Listen to a little bit of music. And when we come back, we'll get back to the SCBFA with more from Geddes and John. Y'all hang on. Sweet Southern comfort. Carry on, sweet Southern comfort. Carry on.
I miss you too, but I'll be home real soon.
Hello. Hello again.
What?
Hello.
What is this trash?
Look.
Wow.
This is my music.
It should be my bumper music.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it should be.
It's not.
It should be.
Well, if you get down here earlier and help prep the show,
No.
Every time I'm on, Taylor has something to say about your music.
And he never changes it. That's the thing.
Oh, I do?
No, you don't. You let me have 1 month.
You have November last year. You ought to be thankful I gave you 1 month to play your country music.
Just hush. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina, everybody. This is our last segment of the show. And it has gone by so fast. But we are still on with John O'Keefe and Geddes Brandon talking about SCBFA. And, Dad, you said you had some things that are out here?
It's some really interesting. When we talk about the boating industry in South Carolina, we're the 23rd most populous state, but we have more than 500,000 registered boats and ranks 7th in the U.S. with 1 in 10 South Carolinians owning a boat. You own a boat.
I do own a boat.
Well, I own a boat. I paid for it, and you drive it.
You know what?
And fish out of it. Additionally, there's 725,000 fishing licenses held in South Carolina, contribute more than $6.7 million to the state budget annually. And we got a $5 billion industry in boating and fishing. And somehow or another, Geddes has taken that idea, corralled it, and now we have SCBFA. So, guys, I'm gonna kind of back out of the picture here and let y'all carry us for the last segment, because there's some things y'all want to talk about that might not necessarily be my thing. So, Geddes, I'll let you get started, and don't hog it. I'll let John talk a little bit.
Well, I think with some of the statistics you threw out, one thing to notice there is 500,000 boats. And the over 725,000 people that have fishing licenses here. One thing we saw with COVID, and I know Yamaha saw this as well, is the age of the average buyer of a boat actually is a lot lower than the first time in I believe 12 years, according to NMMA and other researches out there. And along with that, we've seen a lot of younger people and new people getting into the fishing boating industry. And I think that what Yamaha Right Waters is doing and what we're trying to complement with the South Carolina Boating and Fishing Alliance has a lot to do with the recruitment, retainment, and reactivation of these boaters and anglers that have started fishing and recreating this year and spending more time outside. And so I think that is a very big thing of what we're doing, and we have to make sure that it's going to be easier for people to get out on the water and enjoy their boats and enjoy running around with Yamaha outboard.
Well, and to dovetail on that, our president Ben Special points out that in order for people to enjoy boating and fishing, they've got to have access to three things: access to water, access to fish, and access to time. And I think, during the height of the pandemic, people had plenty of access to time in which they needed to find something that they could do that was where they could still socially distance, but not be contained in the house. And, having access to the water, made it very easy for them to choose, let's go boating and fishing. And that's part of the reason it's so important to stay active and involved in what's going on at the State House, is to protect your access to the water and access to fish.
You know, the crazy thing about it is, John, is we were having these discussions before the coronavirus and before COVID happened, and just happened to be that some of the situations, though they were not great for any of us, pointed out some of the things that we as a state and we as an industry can do better to make sure our consumers are educated and understand if there's not a seat at the table. That a lot of times that it's there, we're easily forgotten about. So I believe that our unified voice coming together, and one thing I'd like for us to talk about a little bit is not necessarily any specific legislation, but the fact that we're neighboring states. If we see legislation in Georgia that looks like a good model piece of legislation, or we do something here in South Carolina that looks cool, forming that sort of concentric circle of businesses and partners across state lines, when working that outward and making the whole Southeast a better place to boat and fish.
Well, and as you point out, you look to your neighbors. Fish don't see state lines. Fish are going to move the way they move, and often what happens in a neighboring state can have an effect on the fishing in South Carolina, and vice versa. So it's very important to stay involved and stay alert to what's going on, not only in your state, but in the states surrounding.
I am going to jump in here a second, because when in one of our kind of our teams meetings or Zoom calls or something over the summer, John, you came out and you talked about being proactive and not reactive when it comes to some of this stuff.
Correct. It's, I'm going to paraphrase C.S. Lewis from his writings in the Screwtape Letters, and basically he writes at one point, you will soon find that the justice of politics is purely realistic and concerned only with results. Bring us back food or be food yourself. And if you do not stay in front of what's going on, someone will make sure that you're on the wrong side of the menu.
And Geddes, that's one of the big things that you are doing, is it's advocacy.
Yeah, we're working on a few main things. And we want to make sure that there are sensible environmental policies. I think that, there are definitely a few sides of the environmental conversation. And a lot of times, if we're not careful, the first line of business, the first line of consumers that are going to be hurt by environmental policy, not conservation, but environmental policy, is the boating and fishing industry and the lack of access that can come from adverse laws. And I think that, us as an industry and us as sportsmen and sportswomen, we're the original conservationists. And we have to remind people of that sometimes, that we're, the ones that have been using this land and water for a long time, boating and fishing and hunting and enjoying the great outdoors. And we all want it to be better for our children and grandchildren. And I think this is an important thing for us to continue to make sure we're cleaning up trash, make sure that we're doing the positive things for the environment, but doing that without restricting and constricting our access.
Got about, 3 minutes or so. Coming up on 9 minutes in the second. Got about 12 or so. So, John, why don't you take a minute or so and kind of wrap up, and then I'll give the last little bit to Geddes.
Well, Roger, you had asked earlier on, and we didn't. I didn't get to it, and I apologize. You had asked why Yamaha has such a keen interest in South Carolina, being based out of Georgia. And there's several reasons. First of which, a large portion of our consumer base, as the numbers point out, it lives in South Carolina. South Carolina is a vitally important market for our products. Not only marine, but our ATVs and side-by-sides. We also have 65 dealers in South Carolina and four tech schools where we're trying to bring in the next generation of technical advisors to work on outboard engines. And so we have a sizable interest and investment in South Carolina. Being a Clemson boy myself, it makes it real easy to be interested in South Carolina, and it makes it all the more enjoyable when I get to travel the state. So,
and we forgive him down in Columbia for being a Clemson graduate. But as John pointed out, their footprint in South Carolina is here, and is growing a lot, and the manufacturers here I know use a lot of their products. You know, and if you're a boat dealer, or if you're a marina or a retailer, manufacturer, if you're on and you're listening today, make sure to check us out on www.scbfa.com and see how to join us. And with saying that, Roger, I need to share about our individual memberships and see if we can get some folks to come out.
Got about a minute.
All right. So for $25, you can get a buff and a sticker. But the main thing that we want you to get is the newsletter. We want to be able to let you know what's going on in the community, let you know what's going on in the boating and fishing arena, and the political side of it and the advocacy side of it, and let you know what our great partners are doing, and share with you what we're doing here. But I have to say, Yamaha believed in this from the beginning. I believe y'all got invoice number one. So y'all are officially the charter member, the first member. And now we're up to about 40 members, and we have some new ones coming this week. So we're really, really excited about it. And Roger and John, thank y'all so much for all y'all have been doing and your service to the board, and just look forward to this wild ride.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I've enjoyed it so far. John, I'm actually going to be on the governmental relations committee with you, so I look forward to getting my feet dirty in politics.
All righty.
Just my toes, though. I don't want to stand in it all the way.
No, you're either all the way in or all the way out, so you better buy some good waders.
Well, thanks for being on, guys. Everybody, thanks for listening. I hope you will go to scbfa.com, check it out, join it up, stay informed, enjoy the outdoors. Until then, make time to get out there.
Take the back roads when you can.
Don't forget that camera. We'll see you back here, more Woods and Water South Carolina next week.